In just 4 days, NFL free agency begins, and the mania will begin. Because unlike baseball's offseason, which still isn't over, because both Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery and J.D. Martinez are free agents, the NFL offseason moves at a frenzied pace. And yesterday, we played a game of running back bingo. Tiki and I predicted where we think all the running backs are going to end up. Quarterback bingo only features, in terms of starters, in terms of guys that I think are likely to get starting jobs.
Yeah.
It features four guys, three of which are free agents, one of which will be traded. Kirk Cousins, Justin Fields, Baker Mayfield, and Russell Wilson. So let's play a quick game of quarterback bingo. Player number one, Kirk Cousins.
It seems like Kirk has interest mutually with the Atlanta Falcons.
Yes.
And the Atlanta Falcons are a team, offensively particularly, but also defensively, that could win. They need a QB. He makes the most sense. So Atlanta Falcons.
He's going with the Atlanta Falcons. I thought about them. They've been linked to Kirk. So are the Patriots, which is interesting. Yeah. I think he's staying in Minnesota.
Really?
I think the Vikings want to keep him. Yeah. And Kirk Cousins feels like a Minnesota guy. You know, with the dad pants and the dad look.
That's very true.
He feels like, don't you know.
Right. He doesn't feel like an Atlanta.
He doesn't.
Atlantaite.
So when push comes to shove, I know he wants as much money guaranteed as he can. I think he stays with the Vikings. Choice number two, Justin Fields. Where does Justin Fields end up?
This is a hard one, man, because it seems like there was very little interest for a first rounder or even a second rounder trade at the combine for Ryan Pace. So he's going to get traded somewhere because they're drafting Caleb Williams. I'm going to say, I don't know where he goes because he's got to be somewhere where he can start.
I don't know. That's not an answer.
It just doesn't. He doesn't make sense anywhere.
I got a team.
The New England Patriots.
That's who you're going with?
Yeah.
They're not kind of the Patriots. They got the number three overall pick. What, are they going to draft Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Yeah.
Yeah, it actually kind of makes sense.
I'm serious.
Seems like a good plan. That's an out of left field one. I'm going with the Falcons. So you have Kirk Cousins going to Atlanta. I think they're clearly going to go get a quarterback. I think they go younger. I think that Justin Fields ends up with the Atlanta Falcons. Quarterback number three, Baker Mayfield.
This is easy. He's staying in Tampa.
Yeah.
That's a simple one.
I agree with you on that one, especially since he's taking batting practice in Tampa for the Yankees.
Making himself be known.
Yeah.
I want to be a Tampaite.
I agree. Baker Mayfield stays in Tampa, and now the most intriguing one. The guy who just entered free agency after the Denver Broncos said, please get the hell out of here, Russell Wilson.
I think Pittsburgh. I said that when it first happened 2 days ago or 3 days ago, whenever we first heard that news. Pittsburgh felt like the obvious landing spot. I think he's going to go to Pittsburgh on a minimum deal. I mean, it'd be a couple million dollars, but most of his money is being paid by the Denver Broncos, who are taking a huge cap hit. But I don't think he's going to be given the starting job. I think it makes Kenny Pickett work for it, but I see Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh.
I agree in that it makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. I agree that it just feels right, you know,
yeah.
Especially in Pittsburgh with Mike Tomlin, that's probably where he's best suited. And if I was a Steeler fan, I'd probably be most intrigued by this move. But I don't think it's going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Who you got?
Because that's not what they do. I got a swerve coming.
Go ahead.
I have Russell Wilson sticking it to the Denver Broncos by staying in the division and signing with Antonio Pierce and the Las Vegas Raiders. They don't believe in Aiden O'Connell. How about that?
That's it. I mean,
like that one?
I think Aiden O'Connell has proven that he can be a good backup.
Exactly.
And maybe down the line, if he grows and learns more about the game, he can be a starter. That's interesting.
You like that one? All right. There you go. Those are our quarterback predictions. Kirk Cousins to Atlanta for Tiki. Kirk Cousins stays with the Vikings for me. Justin Fields to the Patriots for Tiki. Justin Fields to the Falcons for me. We both have Baker Mayfield staying with Tampa. Russell Wilson to the Steelers for Tiki. Russell Wilson to Vegas for me. We'll check in on this in a few weeks and see if we're actually accurate. Let's go to Bobby out on Long Island. How you doing, Bobby?
Hey, guys. Great job today. I've been laid up, not feeling well. entertaining stuff, but I got to call out. I don't want to be Christopher Mad Dog Russo here, but I got to call out Tommy Lugauer's Cinco de Cinco.
All right, let's hear it.
How is Sandy Koufax omitted? How is he not on that list?
Well, because Sandy Evan, Koufax. Well,
and I hold Evan accountable here because you're the guy that's got to say that, Evan.
I can't say it because Sandy Koufax, when he walked away from Major League Baseball, was an L.A. Dodger.
Wow.
Wow, it was New York Athletes. I win.
You do win. Sandy Koufax does not qualify. It was for the New York teams, New York Athletes.
I mean, Sandy pitched in Brooklyn for the first 3 years of his career, but what we know is that Sandy wasn't Sandy when he was pitching in Brooklyn. Sandy became Sandy really in like 61 or 62 when they were in L.A. And so when he retired after the 1966 season, he retired as an L.A. Dodger. So this wasn't a list of all athletes because then we would have a lot of other guys to choose from. But this is New York Athletes, so Sandy does not qualify.
And remember, free agency, not including trades like Darrell or Keyshawn Johnson, basically every Jet, Jonathan Vilma. I was so hard trying to find a Jet that left via free agency like this, and I could not find one.
You know what's funny? I don't know if you could see this, Tiki, in his brain. When that guy called up and mentioned Sandy Koufax, Lugie's a knowledgeable guy.
Yeah.
But he didn't know.
Yeah.
He had a brain fart.
Right.
And he's like, oh, my God, this guy nailed me. I can't believe I forgot this.
Yeah, I thought he was still in Brooklyn. I didn't realize it was.
And so when I said
it. Now I do once you said it.
Once I said it, the sigh of relief that came out from him, I could see it.
Right.
Was he thought, I had this great Cinco.
Right.
This is amazing.
Well, I mean, you should have known that because of.
You should have known it because it's basic knowledge.
No.
I mean, come on. I feel bad for our last caller. He was almost stunned. He was almost like embarrassed. Like, ah, crap.
I agree. But you called him out properly, and yeah, he had nothing after that. So it went from me being embarrassed to the caller being embarrassed.
There you go.
He was like,
Lugie! Yeah. He was like, oh, crap.
Yeah, he's like, oh, yeah, I forgot.
Because if it was all athletes. Right. Oh, no, what happened?
But I remember, yeah, go ahead.
All right, guys, not a Ranger trade, although the deadline is tomorrow at 3 p.m. We do have injury news from the Knicks here, sort of. Jalen Brunson questionable for tomorrow night, and this was a little earlier. OG Anunoby cleared for contact.
Yeah, the OG update is huge because it means he's really close to coming back.
Right.
The fact he's practicing now 5-on-5, he's been cleared for contact. I think OG Anunoby now sort of moves into that day-to-day status, and we can see him sooner rather than later.
Yeah, within the week when you predicted.
Did I predict that? Look at me.
Right. You said all these guys got to be back by the 15th.
Yeah, it wasn't a predict. In fairness, I didn't predict it. What I said was, to me, it's important to have your guys back by March 15th, which is a week from tomorrow.
It seems like they're on pace for that.
Yeah, it seems as if Jalen remains day-to-day and it's nothing more serious than we think, he should be back before that.
Right.
And it certainly looks like OG's on his way. Now, the Julius thing is there's no update. That's the problem. Like with Julius Randle, I think he's still in pads, as they call it, and he's not cleared for contact, and he's not on his way back. But in terms of Anunoby, in terms of Brunson, even Mitchell Robinson has made progress, it looks like the Knicks are starting to get healthy.
Do you want to play conspiracy theory? They're holding Jalen out till OG comes back.
They're
giving Jalen a little, because of load management. It's not really an injury, but they're looking at a situation where they're like, all right,
you know what?
Let's keep Jalen out. OG's back soon. Mitch is back soon.
I'm not mad at that. Yeah. I know it sucks because they're inching closer to the play-in area, but if in a week everybody's close to healthy and then some of them are back and you start winning games again, it helps build the right momentum for the postseason. Right?
I think that it depends on how you want to value a seed. You know, we've talked about the value of being the 4, 5, or 6 and avoiding the 7. If you value seed, tomorrow night the New York Knicks are about to play a monumental game against the Orlando Magic, a team they haven't beaten yet.
Yeah.
I mean, a team that's beaten them, I think, 3 times this season.
Yep, 3.
So they've already lost the season series. That's out the window. And the Knicks right now are a half game behind Orlando. They're essentially tied in the loss column, and the Magic are red hot, and they've jumped ahead of the Knicks to be the 4 seed. Tomorrow night is a monstrous game in terms of seeding, in terms of finishing ahead of Orlando. If you care about that, if you think that matters, then I don't think you're sitting there saying, I'm load managing Jalen Brunson. I think you're thinking to yourself, I got to put the best team on the floor to win that game.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, and that's what Tibbs is going to do, but I'm just talking big picture. Like, big picture, it's probably more important than the immediate picture. Because if you get healthy in a week or so, and then you can make a run that allows you to either catch back up or pass those teams, it's one thing. But the other thing that we talked about, and this is kind of put on ice after last night's
Cleveland Cavaliers' ridiculous comeback against the Boston Celtics two nights ago.
Yeah, they suck because they lost to Atlanta last night. They're dead to me, the Cavs.
But two nights ago, they came back from 20-something and
That does nothing for anybody.
Boston Celtics. It does nothing for anybody, but it still keeps you in your mind because they lost to Atlanta. The Cleveland Cavaliers are flawed, right? So if there's a place that the Knicks want to be, it's six. Right? You want to be in the sixth seed, as we talked about.
Yeah. You want it depends. You know, here's the crazy part about all that. It all depends on where everyone else ends up. Like, assume, because right now Cleveland's the three, but they're only a half game behind the two. So it really depends on where you end up. Bottom line is this. Right now, between 4 and 8 in the Eastern Conference, teams are separated by 2 games in the standings.
Crazy.
And there's a huge difference between being the 4 seed, which means home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs, and being the 8 seed, which means you're in the play-in tournament on the road. I mean, think about the extremeness of that. And so as of right now, and this is how fluid things are, and it's why these games are so important for the Knicks are a loss away from potentially dropping into that play-in tournament, which at the moment has Philly and Indiana at 7 and 8. Philly and Indiana. And Tyrese Maxey's dealing with that concussion issue, so who knows about him? Crazy times right now in the Eastern Conference. But I don't believe necessarily in the conspiracy. I think it's more Jalen has a bone bruise, and they're taking it day by day.
I agree with Tiki, though, because I understand these are big games coming up. You got a game here against Orlando. But if I could get that team that I saw in January back in a week or so, minus Julius, I feel confident that they could play the type of basketball that they can get them back to a 4 seed, maybe even a 3 seed, because Cleveland's falling a little fast here. So I just want to see that team back on the floor, and then I'm confident they could do things in the playoffs.
I understand. They could do things in the playoffs.
Damage is what they would do.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're on the same page here, because you can't go from damage to things. That's giving up if we're doing that.
No. You're right. They're going to do damage.
They're going to do things in the playoffs. They're not dogs. They're cats. I mean, come on. You
got
to be you.
The Knicks got a lot of dudes.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Knicks, they're back.
They're back to what?
They're back. They're getting all their guys back. So the Knicks are back.
They're going to be back in the play-in tournament, which I look forward to. I'll be in that building.
You know, I keep talking, because you know what? You're getting me at a point now where I want to play your dopey CYO basketball team, smoke them, and then maybe beat the Celtics.
Trust me.
Because you're trying to get under my skin, and you're doing a good job. No, Luka, no problem. Exactly.
As much as I'm rooting for the Nets to get the 10 seed and get into the play-in tournament, it ain't happening. Now, what's funny is the Nets have one of the softest remaining schedules in the NBA. So they have it right in front of them.
You have an easy W tonight. Easy. I mean, you're winning by 10, 15
easy
points.
Easy W.
Easy.
They lost to Memphis at home a few days
ago. You're playing
a
team with 8 wins on the season, Evan.
So?
This is an easy W tonight.
Easy
you don't even
dumb.
Have to watch. Score the spring training game. You're fine tonight.
I see what he's trying to do. You see what he's trying to do, right?
Of course.
Let's go to John and Maspeth. What's up, John?
Yeah, hi, Evan. I was listening to you before about your son watching some inappropriate wrestling content this morning, right?
Yeah, yes.
And I want you to know that I have an 8-year-old daughter, and she just got into wrestling, which which I'm very happy about.
Right.
She just started watching at the Royal Rumble, and she's a big fan of Rhea Ripley.
Yeah.
And she wants to be her for Halloween.
Oh, gosh.
The thing is,
she's
going to
get the fake tattoos,
fishnet stockings. Or that black makeup and the lipstick and the like the low cut shirt and shorts, the booty shorts, and she's telling her mom, like I'm divorced, and like she's going back to her mom, telling her she wants to be this for Halloween.
Oh boy!
And my ex is like, you want her to look like a hooker or something? And then my kid is telling, you know how Rhea Ripley's saying is that mommy's always on top.
Yes.
She's telling my ex this, and I'm just
boy.
Like, and my ex is like, where is she getting this from? I'm
right.
like, listen.
You're like, it's wrestling. Honey, it's wrestling. Calm down. It's wrestling.
Yeah, this is...
It's all rated PG.
Wow.
You know, I'm taking her to the Monday Night Raw on April 1st.
Oh, nice.
It's her birthday.
Yeah, Barclays Center, baby.
So
here's what I would do. Here's what I would say to you, John. I would say, I have no idea how to answer this, so I'm going to hand it over to Tiki Barber, who has daughters. Tiki, how would you handle this? Because I can't answer.
So my 10-year-old basically does whatever she wants. So she'd be dressed like Rhea Ripley. She would tell us, I'm dressing like Rhea Ripley. We'd be like, okay.
So your advice to John is, just deal with it.
Yeah, don't fight.
The problem is his ex-wife doesn't seem very happy about it.
Sorry, she's not taking a trick-or-treating.
I think that's the answer, though. I think you just hit on it. John's got to say, listen, I will... Here's what I would do. I think I figured this out, even though I don't have a daughter and I'm not divorced. So I have really no knowledge on this, but I'm doing my best to try to figure it out and be helpful. What I would say is, all right, here's the deal to my daughter. Here's the deal. When you're with dad, we can do the wrestling stuff. When you're with dad, we can break down Rhea Ripley. We can do the phrases and talk about it, and I will take you trick-or-treating. When you're with mom, we never talk about this. We never discuss pro wrestling. We don't break down Rhea Ripley. You don't ask her to get me these shorts and spikes coming out of my outfit. And that seems like a good answer,
right?
I mean,
the outfit is pretty badass. So it's not like
it's real good.
Like, prissy. Like,
no,
racy. It's kind of like, I'm going to kick your ass.
It is, but that's if you know that she's dressed as Rhea Ripley, which I don't know how many people would know that. A lot of people, when you go to the door for candy, they're going to think she's dressed like a dominatrix, because that's essentially kind of what the dress is.
Yeah. But do you think that works, where it's like, okay, with me, we can do this, but just don't bring it up to mom?
Right, that will work.
Okay. So yeah, I came up with something.
So lie.
Until the pictures show up on Instagram.
It's not lie, it's leave it out. It's just don't talk about
it. It's lying by omission.
Well, then lying is, if you omit something, you're not lying.
Yes, you are. No, you're withholding the truth, Evan. What kind of parent are you?
Tiki, this is BS, right? Come on. It's not lying if you don't bring it up.
It's omission, so it's kind of, it's not lying, you're right. But if you're asked about it, which it sounds like he already was asked about it, then he's basically lying.
Well, yes.
Because he's already been asked about it. So now if she does dress up as Rhea Ripley, then he's kind of lying. So he's already been asked.
Bottom line is, John's in a tough spot.
He is in a very
bottom
tough
line
spot.
Is the WWE sometimes makes our jobs tougher. That's what it comes down to. Ed in Mohegan Lake. What's up, Ed?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's up, Ed? All's good.
Good, man. What's up?
So I just wanted to correct Evan. And I'd rather have me correct you than the baddest man on the planet. What is Sable's? What is Sable's real name?
Mero.
It's no longer Mero. No, it's not.
Oh,
she's married to Brock Lesnar.
Oh, we're not supposed to say his name anymore. But yes, so it's Rena Lesnar. Oh, is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like Mark Mero. She's no longer married to him. So you said it that was her name, but I'd rather me correct you than him.
No, thank you. I appreciate I appreciate the help. Thank you very much. I didn't realize that. So what was her maiden name? Rena? Did we even know?
No, because by the time she was Sable and she was in the limelight, she was already married to Mark.
Rena was married to a professional wrestler named Mark Mero, who played the wild man Mark Mero. And before that, Johnny B.
Bad.
Bad.
Yep.
Who was like an impersonator
damn it.
Little Richard.
Little Richard, yes,
yeah.
Thank you.
What a wrestling character. He impersonated Little Richard. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes, in WCW back in like the
90s. Did that work?
No.
I was going to say, there's no way that worked.
Did it work? It was WCW in the mid-90s.
So,
nothing worked.
According to Wikipedia, Sable's birth name is Rena Marlette Greek.
Okay. And then she, I guess, left Mark Mero to be with Brock Lesnar. Mm-hmm. And Brock Lesnar's like done from WWE. He's accused of some heinous things. And so there you go. All right. Well, appreciate the information. Yeah. Ryan's in Brick. How you doing, Ryan?
Yo, what's going on, fellas? How we doing?
Doing good, man. What's up?
Hey, quick question for Tiki and maybe you, Evan, if you want to chime in, because it's about the Jets. I'm looking through the free agent list, and I'm like, Ridley, okay, I'd like him. Tyron Smith, like him. But why on God's green earth would any of these free agents want to come here when they could go to places like Miami or places like play with Pat Mahomes? Well, like, you know, I just don't know, you know, if you were a free agent in today's NFL, Tiki, what would be appealing to you to come here? Because I just don't think New York has that win it. Like, if you win in New York,
like
that
the
pole,
juice
I don't
thing.
Think it's like
right,
it is
yeah.
anymore.
Well, I think part of it is the quarterback and in whatever system you might be in and the opportunity. Because some of these other places you talk about, like, you could, hey, I want to go to Miami. Okay, you're going to be the third receiver at best.
Yeah.
And not unfortunately, but just the reality, there is a ton of free agent wide receivers this year. A ton of them.
Damn.
Odell, who's not old. He's 31. He's not young, but he's not old. Curtis Samuel, Tyler Boyd, MVS got released. Calvin Ridley, Kendrick Bourne, DJ Chark. Like the list is really long.
Yeah.
Now, not all of them are great players, but they all got to land somewhere.
Right.
And so you kind of just got to take what's coming your way, and if you're not one of the top priced, you know, high valued free agents, and so I hear what you're saying, but you also just need a chance for a job.
I think we're also like, trust me, I'm mad and disgusted at times by the New York Jets, but I think we have to remove ourselves from fandom and ask yourself, if you are Odell Beckham Jr.,
yeah.
use him as an example. and you're a free agent, do you think playing with Aaron Rodgers is appealing or not? And I think the answer is yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So I think that as much as we are upset or angry or disgusted by what we've watched over the years, I think that playing with Aaron Rodgers is going to be more appealing than playing with Tua. Yeah. And I like Tua. I don't mean there's any disrespect, but he's Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
So if the choice is Kansas City or the Jets, look, I think Kansas City wins the bet all the time. Like, why wouldn't you want to play with the Kansas City Chiefs in the midst of a dynasty with Patrick Mahomes at quarterback?
But they're likely going to draft somebody, and they're going to sign one of these guys in free agency. So if you're the odd man out, you're kind of just,
exactly.
You're kind of stuck.
Right, they're not going to sign everybody. But I think once you get past Kansas City, if you're making the list of teams, hey, what's appealing for you as a wide receiver? I think the Jets are towards the top of that list.
Four more years.
God, there's a lot of wide receivers.
And that helps, by the way. Hearing Aaron Rodgers say, I'm going to be there for a couple of years. If you're Calvin Ridley, and you're Calvin Ridley, and you're getting a three-year deal, mm-hmm. and you hear that the quarterback's committing to four more years?
And Odell obviously returned to New York. He did a podcast, I think, after the season where he basically said, yeah, I was ready to be a Jet. So I think Odell's going to be a Jet. It just feels that way.
I think so, too. And the more I've thought about it.
He was on the list, too, of Aaron Rodgers, right?
When he had the supposed list.
Well, yeah. Whatever, the rumored list.
They didn't sign him, so.
No, that's fair enough, but the rumored list.
The more I've thought about it, given what they need to do this offseason, and we'll get into this a little bit tomorrow on Monday as we get closer to free agency, we got to get off this idea they need another number one. They have another number. They have a number one. They need good players.
Yeah.
They need twos and threes.
Well, now that I look at this free agent wide receiver list, I didn't realize it was this extensive. There's going to be some good players that you can get relatively inexpensively.
Yes, and that helps.
And they're not old. A lot of these guys are 26, 27 years old. And they're going to be available.
No doubt. And that gives you more room to sign other pieces, especially to fix this offensive line. We'll take some of your calls, plus maybe 30 seconds or a minute for me to describe the disgust I have in my heart for the disgrace of a basketball player that Ben Simmons is. Evan and Tiki here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes! Tonight is the man, or I should say tonight is the night for the little guy. What I mean by that is over in the NHL, the New York Islanders are beginning a road trip in San Jose against the Garbage Sharks. That's a must-win game. And the little guy in New Jersey, the Devils, are at home against the St. Louis Blues, but there are no Rangers tonight. In the NBA, same thing. No Knicks tonight, but the Brooklyn Nets are in Detroit against the Pistons in a game they better win, and a game you'll hear right here on The Fan. Plus, and I think this is cool. I don't know how many people are with me on this. Both the Mets and the Yankees are playing night games. They're both playing night games. Now, here I want to help everybody out because I want to be an information man. If you want to watch the Mets tonight, they're on SNY. Very simple. You want to watch the Islanders tonight, they're on MSGSN or whatever the hell they call it. You want to watch the Devils tonight, they're on ESPN. Do you know where the Yankees can be watched tonight?
Amazon?
Not Amazon. There's another one. There's a new one. And I know that there are some diehard Yankee fans who want to watch some baseball tonight. They're like, yeah, screw it, man. I want to watch some baseball. I want to watch my team. I just looked at the lineup. I see Anthony Volpe's in the lineup.
Mm.
I see that Giancarlo Stanton is in the lineup.
Netflix?
They are exclusively on the Yes app.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
I forgot that they had that.
So if you're looking for the Yankees, I'm just trying to be helpful for you out there. And you're like, where are the Yankees? They're on the Yes app. And I think what makes this difficult, and this is worth a discussion at some other point, not just about the Yankees, but all sports. I think what makes this really difficult is that, let's say you're a sports fan, and tonight you're like, man, I just want to flip around. I want to check out how the Devils are doing.
Yep.
I want to check out how the Islanders are doing. I want to check out how the Mets are doing. And I want to check out how the Yankees are doing. It's very difficult to do that when the Yankees are on the Yes app and all the other teams are on like a regular TV channel.
Right.
Because I don't know how you flip to that unless you've got the Yankees on your iPad, on your lap, or on your phone or something of that nature. So I think that's where a lot of people find this stuff difficult. It's not that we can't find the access to the Yes app or whatever app. It's the flipping. You know, the way you like to check in on different things has become really, really difficult.
Yeah, I think getting the Yes app is simple, but casting it is difficult, right? Certain, like a lot of these smart TVs, like I have a smart TV in my living room. And so you go through the app store, it has all the apps.
Right.
Like, I don't know, Peacock, Netflix, all those things that you're talking about. I've never seen the Yes app on it.
That's because you never downloaded it.
Right.
That's on you.
But I wonder if it's there, right? Some of the older TVs might not have the Yes app, you know, like, you know what I mean? Unless the store gets updated. I don't know.
Well, if you want to watch Yankees, who are they playing?
On the TV.
If you want to watch the Yankees tonight? I forget who they're playing already. You got to get the Yes app. Will you watch any of those games I mentioned, by the way?
No.
He's so honest.
I'm watching the Mets right now.
I know.
That's the extent of it. I'll see Jose Quintana go two innings.
Yeah, but you know, here's the beauty of Tiki.
1, 2, 3, by the way.
Tiki and I. Thank you. Well, no, there was a caught stealing, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The beauty of watching this Mets spring training game is the second batter for the Nationals hit a ball on the ground, flew down to first base, and I say to Tiki, let me tell you something about this guy. This guy's one of the top prospects in baseball. His name is James Wood.
Yeah.
And now Tiki Barber knows about a baseball player that 90% of the radio station has no idea about.
That's right.
And we'll all know about him soon because he's going to be a star.
And he's 6'7", 240, and he runs like a deer.
Oh, my God, like lightning. It's incredible.
Right. It's kind of like when I first got exposed to Ella De La Cruz. And I was like, dude, I'm kind of a Reds fan.
Ella De La Cruz is impressive.
I just want to watch this kid.
No, I get you. Let's go to Jack in Rockaway. How you doing, Jack?
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, dude?
I haven't called you in a while. I'm a lifelong Brooklyn, New Jersey Nets fan. I always call you and Keith when I need therapy.
Yeah.
I've kind of like actually given up on this year and next year because of fearless general manager's plan that we should just suck for the next till 2025, and then as his exact words were, we should hope to get lucky. Not like let's look at the free agent class and top free agents don't like you know leave their teams. You need a top 8-10 player in the league to win a championship.
Right.
I met you, Evan, at the day that Kevin Durant got traded. Me and my wife went to the comedy club. Like I have a picture of you, me, my wife, and Greg, you should have seen your face.
Oh, I remember that day. That day is planted in my memory forever, the day he demanded the trade. Oh, my God.
You had the biggest fake smile on, and I'm talking to him like it's going to be okay because I won a championship. I'm 49. I've never seen a championship, obviously. I go back to Ed O'Bannon and Yinka Dari and Chris Morris and Dennis Hobson.
But, Jack, I won a championship, too. We're on the same page on that. But before they get to a championship, and I know this is tough to swallow because we just had this era where we thought it could happen, they have to first be functional. And right now, they're not functional. So I'd love to engage on winning a title. They're a functional mess with no game plan. You laid it out. They have no game plan on how they're going to build this thing. And what infuriates me every night, and people think I'm nuts. I said this off air to anyone who listens. This Net team should be a playoff team. They've got the talent to be a playoff team. They should not be this bad. And right now they are. And I don't know what their long-term game plan is. But let me get to Ben Simmons, who dominated Philadelphia sports talk radio today. Meanwhile, Ben Simmons doesn't even get mentioned in New York City, which shows you his status and the Nets status.
Why did he dominate Philadelphia sports talk radio?
Because they have an unhealthy obsession with Ben Simmons.
Even though he hasn't been there for 3 years now?
Correct.
And he's not even playing?
Correct.
What's the point?
They hate him.
Clearly.
They do not like him. And neither do I. Because Ben Simmons doesn't want to play basketball. And he makes an ungodly amount of money. And since the moment he was traded here, he has made no effort to play. I gave him the benefit of the doubt early on saying, hey, mental health issues, man. I was open-minded. Then it was, I have a back issue, man. And I was open-minded. And then the garbage I saw this season, I am no longer open-minded. I'm a closed-minded bastard. That guy doesn't want to play basketball anymore. I never want to see him don my team's jersey ever again.
Let's go Knicks.
I don't want to see it. Get him the hell out of here. Get him away. Disgraceful what he's pulled over the last couple of years. And so I hate to say this. I hate to say this to Spike Eskin. I hate to say this to... I can't name any other host in Philadelphia. Angelo Cataldi?
Ike Reese.
Angelo retired, I believe.
It's all right. He's a legend. I'll say this to Angelo Cataldi and Ike Reese and Spike Eskin. And I hate saying this. You were right. You were right about that piece of you-know-what. You were right about him. Everything you said to me. Cataldi said it to me. Spike said it to me. And I wouldn't listen. because I'm a whimsical, naive loser. Well, now I know better. I never want to see Ben Simmons in my arena ever again. And make that clear, Sean. Get him out. I don't need him showing up dressing like a circus freak just to hang out. This isn't hangout time. This is win time. Now go beat the Pistons. Sorry, it took me a while to get worked up about that. I tried to avoid it for 4.5 hours. We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Odyssey Lottery Recap, presented by Jack Pocket. Powerball is now 521 million. Mega Millions is now 687 million. Order Powerball and Mega Millions on your phone using the Jack Pocket app. 18 or older, gambling problem in New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY New Jersey, call 1-800-GAMBLER. See jackpocket.com/TOS for terms. Lou Gower, Nets game, they better win. We're here tomorrow with two. Goodbye.